Europe.
Dutch politics. In the wilderness. The Dutch elected the hard right and got a mess.
The MS Galaxy 1 once ferried passengers between Finland and Sweden. Since 2022, the massive ship has been moored in Amsterdam, where the city leases it as accommodation for 1,500 asylum applicants, 500 of them already approved. The boat is not bad, says He Man Yen, a Myanmar opposition activist who came on a UN study tour of The Hague and requested asylum in July after images of her protesting in Yangon made it risky to go back. She may be on the ship for a while. For years, the Dutch government has declined to build enough asylum centres, forcing municipalities to find housing. A painstakingly negotiated deal was supposed to start spreading applicants around the country next year. But the hard-right government that came into power in June plans to scrap that deal. On September 13th, it announced a governing programme promising the toughest asylum policy ever. Dick Schoof, the new Prime Minister, faces a series of baffling policy conundrums. He is a non-partisan former civil servant picked as a compromise. The Anti-Muslim Party for Freedom, or PVV, came first in the election. But two centre-right coalition partners, the Liberals and New Social Contract, or NSC, ruled out the PVV's leader, Geert Wilders, as Prime Minister. The PVV got the Immigration Ministry and has demanded a complete halt to asylum procedures. That would violate immigration law, so it wants to declare an asylum emergency and set the law aside for now. That proposal caused a firestorm in Parliament on September 19th. The government claimed that civil servants had approved its legality, but when the opposition forced it to hand over the assessments, most were withering. The constitution allows states of emergency only for urgent crises, such as a dike break, says Lisanne Groen, a law professor at Amsterdam's Free University. Asylum could be handled under normal legislation. The NSC, a year-old party that detests government overreach, will not back an unconstitutional plan. But Mr. Wilders suggests that in that case, he might bring down the government. Another set of problems involves agriculture. In 2019, a court ruled that Dutch farmers' nitrogen emissions, chiefly from the country's vast numbers of livestock, violated EU nature protection laws. Plans by previous governments to solve this with buyouts were fiercely opposed by many farmers. Their political champion, the Farmer Citizen Movement, or BBB, is the new coalition's smallest partner. The BBB agriculture minister, a former contestant on the reality television show Farmer Seeks Wife, has ditched the old plans, but she's yet to come up with any new ones. Then there is manure. A derogation granted by the EU in 2006 lets Dutch farmers spread more of it on their fields than normally allowed, but it expires in 2025. The cost of shipping cow, pig and chicken dung to disposal sites would put many farmers out of business. The agriculture minister is lobbying the European Commission for an extension. Should that fail, we're heading for an implosion of the sector, says Harm Holman, an NSC MP. There is little reason to think that the EU will grant exceptions. The Netherlands faces no migration crisis. Its asylum numbers are about average for the EU. The coalition's plans on housing and climate are mostly skimpy or counterproductive. Many Dutch wonder whether it will make it to Christmas. But Mr. Wilders' PVV is at 27% in the polls, higher than at the election. He might not mind another one.